FM 90.3 WJTL. It's Taya. Gonna be good. Good morning. Happy Tuesday, October 22nd already somehow. Liam and Kaylin hanging out with you. 7:20 on the clock.
Your weather forecast today is showing a sunny day, high of 81. Tonight clear, low of 49. And your winning Wednesday is looking mostly sunny with a high of 80. Right now we're seeing 50 in York, Harrisburg, and Mannheim.
We've had the pleasure of speaking with Dana Myers, the Director of Charitable Giving for Brittany's Hope. Dana, hello again.
Hey, good morning.
How are things going at Brittany's Hope?
We're doing fantastic. Good. Really, really busy. A lot of events coming up.
Oh, I'm sure.
And again, it's our 25th anniversary next year.
Wow.
So we're just looking back over all of the lives that our donors have helped us change.
Sure. For those who don't know, what is Brittany's Hope?
So Brittany's Hope aids orphan and at-risk children, and we do that in two primary ways. One is by providing grants for people with the heart to adopt children with special needs. And so we have over 1,700 children have come home to their forever families through that.
Wow.
Fantastic. And then the other way we do is by providing humanitarian support to our partner orphanages and children's homes in Vietnam, Kenya, and Ethiopia.
Okay, so we were talking a little bit, and it costs, what, $1,500 a month for childcare in places like Vietnam, is that correct?
Right. Yes. So in a year.
Okay.
So $1,500 to care for a child for a year.
Gotcha.
And then, so if you have, and what we were talking about before is that sometimes we vet families, and if a family just has to send a child to an orphanage because they are homeless, which is huge, we can provide a home for $7,000.
Wow.
So a family has four kids, $1,500 a year, that's $6,000, a house for $7,000, and that's, you know, for a lifetime.
Wow.
In addition to the love and support of the family, and then how proud and relieved the family feels because they can now care for their own kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's really wonderful.
So I've heard you mention orphanages, but then there's also childcare. Is that what you're calling it? Is there a difference between those two things?
Just the traditional way of thinking of an orphanage, we really try to transform that into children's homes.
Children's homes.
So that they have that exact family-like care and can excel in where they are. So, you know, we can't do everything, but traditionally, at least the way I thought, and the way it really used to be, orphanages were almost like holding tanks for kids. And it was sad. Mylin, our executive director, lived in one. So she was didn't come home until she was nine. She wasn't united with her forever family. She wasn't adopted until she was nine. And she really would have been like discharged to a life on the street. She wasn't educated. She wasn't playing outside. She didn't have a bed. She didn't have a dresser. Like it was just a place to house children.
Wow.
And now, and because of her foresight and her family's foresight, which is phenomenal, we have seen how they can become better by turning them more into that home-like atmosphere. And, you know, every kid has a bed and they're educated and they're like really trying to start breaking that cycle of poverty and growing up in a loving atmosphere.
Wow. And they can get education to break that cycle of poverty.
Absolutely. So in addition to the undergraduate education, which every student does, the outcomes for the kids that we're serving, and we have sponsorships, so families are sponsoring a kid by, you know, paying a certain amount a month, which is fantastic. So our donors are sponsoring them, and we're able to provide, in addition to food and, you know, shelter, education, and we're noticing that the kids are excelling, and they're passing the very strict, like stringent, I guess you'd say, entrance exams to college in Vietnam.
Mm.
So we have a HOPE program. It's the college program. And so just to break that mentality, at least that I had, that kids are just housed and then they, you know, go on and they're kind of repeating that cycle of poverty. They're going on and they're studying accounting and medicine. Some are becoming orthopedic surgeons, actuarial science. Some are entering the religious life. So mm-hmm. hospitality, but really trying to do what they love and excel and break the cycle of poverty. And that is, you know, we're really proud of that.
Yes.
You know, to be able to have kids. So in November, one family from E-Town who is a child sponsor, they've sponsored this little girl for her whole life, And now she just finished the HOPE program and she's coming to visit, and she'll be coming around to different places in E-Town and speaking with some of our donors. And it's like, wow, like this is the difference that you're making.
That's really neat. And it's probably very neat to see Brittany's HOPE leading that charge. Now, you guys do a lot of cool events as well. You were back with us in June, I believe, and you had a Biking for Brittany event. How did that go?
It was fantastic. Actually, at 8:30 this morning, I'm going to our Biking for Brittany 25 meeting.
Wow.
So really exciting. But yeah, last year was so good. We had a brand new committee, and they were able to build on the work that we have done before. Molly Stager and Jamie Clinton were the co-chairs, did a fantastic job. We had a record number of people, over 300 people, and we have a metric century and a metric half century, which is 64 miles, 32 miles, and it goes through Hershey, E-Town starts at the Star Barn. So E-Town, Hershey, Mountjoy, Marietta, it's just really a beautiful ride.
Wow.
And then we were able to have a big after party in the Star Barn, which was really fantastic.
That is a lot of fun.
Really,
you got a few events coming up. Exactly a month from today is Extra Give. Tell us a little bit about that.
Correct. It is exactly a month.
That's crazy.
so thank you for that. it's a great way to support organizations, and there's so many wonderful organizations in Lancaster, but it's 24 hours of giving. And minimum donation is $10, and you can just do so much when the community gets together. And it really, when you look at that, I don't know, I hate to say, like the minimal entry that you can do and really make a difference in someone's life, it's fantastic when everyone works together.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah.
And then the headline event, Christmas at the Star Barn. You had mentioned how fun the Star Barn can be. That's happening Saturday, December 7th. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. So that includes breakfast with Santa, professional photography, pony rides, crafts, a DJ, dance party. It is a great event. It's beautiful. The Star Barn is donated to us. We can't thank them enough. Food for Thought Catering, Mannheim Central's Interact Club comes in full force, ready to go to support a lot of volunteers. The DJs donated. The princesses that are coming are all donating their time. It is overwhelming when you look, because then all of the funds raised goes directly to support the kids that we serve, and it can't be a better way to start the Christmas season. And big note, if you want to go, get your tickets today. So we're really selling out quickly because it's such a great event and people are so familiar with it. So get online, go to brittanyshope.org today.
Yeah, which is great news, but if you want to go, you need to get those today. If folks want to learn more about what you do, about Extra Give, or about Christmas at the Star Barn and where to get tickets, where can they visit you online?
brittanyshope.org.
Okay, that's the place to go?
Yep, that is
brittanyshope.org, that's one word. Dana, thank you so much for joining us today.
Absolutely, love being here.
I know you have a busy day. We'll let you get back to it. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you so much. You too.
Mm-hmm. Back to the music we go. Here's Aaron Williams. Abide, FM 90.3, WJTL.